Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Mike, what's up, man? How can we help you?
I just met a girl off Tinder. I just got on Tinder, by the way. So I've like, never been on Tinder. It's amazing. I don't know if anybody has ever tried it. But
I have.
I met this girl. We went out. We had a great time. We went back to my place. We hooked up. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm starting to get ghosted. It's been a few days, and I've not heard back from her. And I figure this is the next best thing to do.
Okay, so what happened on that date? Did anything weird happen that you think would make her not want to see you again?
I mean, nothing really comes to mind. You know, she just has, like, a really great personality. She was just really cool with everything that we were doing. You know, just went out for, like, you know, our date was just, we just went out for drinks and just, like, walked around a little bit.
All right. Well, we're going to call her. Maybe she'll be like, oh, my God, I've been dying. I lost his number or something like that. Or maybe it'll be...
I mean, I was thinking that.
Okay. Or maybe it'll be like, oh, this ass...
Yeah. Might be that, too. Just prepare yourself for the good and the bad.
All right.
Hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just talked to Mike, who just apparently got on Tinder. Just heard of this new thing called Tinder.
Right.
He went on a date with this girl, Gina, and he said it went great. It was just like drinks and walking around, you said?
Yeah, we just had a couple drinks and just walked around.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy,
but yet... She's not responding to anything about a second date. She's not texting him. She's not calling him. None of that stuff. So hang on. We're going to call her right now. Okay, be quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gina?
Yeah, this is Gina.
Gina, this is Hot 96.9 calling you, the radio station. We're the Get Up Crew. Can we... I know it's weird. I know it's weird.
Okay. But
can we ask you something really quick?
You're from the radio and you're calling me?
Yes, but it's for a good thing. I want you to think of what you think would constitute the ultimate date, all right? Just have that in your head. We have your chance to do whatever it is you want for the ultimate date, and we'll pay for the entire thing if you go out with a guy who contacted us about you. And you know who he is. You
okay.
Know, okay?
I know who he is.
You ready for this one?
I guess.
All right, you already went out with him once. His name is Mike.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Mike, who you met on Tinder.
Yeah, no, I know Mike. I know where I met him. Yeah, that's not going to happen. That is not an ultimate date. No, I'm sorry.
Wow. Mm. Can you tell us why not? Because we spoke to him and he sounded like, you know, you guys were on the same page about having a great date and possibly seeing each other again.
I mean, it was just a really embarrassing, awkward date. I mean, I don't know how to put this. It started out well. I ended up back at his place. Mm-hmm. We hooked up. But he, when we got back there, he was telling me I had to keep it down because he had roommates, and so he had to be quiet. And the next morning... I got up and I was, you know, I mean, the morning after, kind of half naked. I'm about to use the bathroom, and I met one of his roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh damn!
And it was his mom.
Whoa!
Wait!
What?
Yeah, he lives with his parents. Those are his roommates.
Oh,
he lives with his parents.
Stop. And you're half naked in front of his mother.
Yeah, how the hell is he? Hold on. Okay, well, listen, Gina, Mike is on the phone. I think still. Mike, are you there?
I know exactly what he's going to say, too.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Mike, since when does living with your parents constitute them being your roommates?
I mean, I pay rent. I pay, you know, cable. I chip in for the groceries, like... How are they not my roommates?
Okay. That actually is better than what I thought, because most guys, if that's the truth, they'll say, no, my parents live with me. It's my house. Yeah, yeah. They're staying with me. So he didn't say that.
No, it's definitely their house. But, I mean, like I said, I pay some bills. not every month, but you know, I pay more than I don't pay.
Right. You're so not helping yourself out.
He's
right
honest.
Now. So, okay, you live with your parents, and because I'm sure that it was something where they were like, listen, if you're going to still be here mooching off of us, you got to at least pay for something. That's what makes them your roommates.
Yeah, they're my roommates. Like, I mean, if you have a roommate and you live with your friend, you still call him your roommate. Not like I live with my friend.
Do you want to stay living with them, or are you? Is this a transition period? Are you trying to get out?
I mean, I really like can't complain. I mean, there's food on the table every night. My laundry is perfectly folded for me every day. I mean, I don't see what the problem with living with your parents is.
You're
I mean,
going nowhere. Yeah. Well,
not your parents, your roommate.
I gotta be honest. That sounds like
heaven to me.
I can't argue that. I mean, it's unfortunately as much as that makes sense, and I think everyone would love that. It just doesn't sound appealing to a female, or does it, Gina?
Oh, it does not. I mean, the worst part is when we were having sex, we got loud, and there's no way they didn't hear us. It was so awkward.
Okay, so anyway, Gina, now you understand Mike's situation. Would you like to give him a second date? You know, maybe you guys could discuss this whole thing. Maybe you could stay at your place every now and then. I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm good. I mean, Mike, you live with your parents. It's time to grow up, dude. If you want to bring a girl home, have your own place.
I'm perfectly fine,
it's not
like living where I do, and I'm sure that I can find a girl that also likes my living situation. So I appreciate you saying that, but whatever.
You are going to be single for the rest of your life.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.